Ray, how are you?
Doing good, doing good.
Well, I know you're doing a lot better because a judge has ruled that the state broke labor law rules when more than 15,000 people were denied their raises. And I know you've been fighting for those raises. Tell me what you think about that ruling.
Well, that's a very interesting story, although there is a real distinction between the two groups we're talking about within state government. The judge that you're citing is talking about non-exclusive represented employees, and those are individuals that are managers, and then there's analysts. They're not part of the UAW Local 6000 collective bargaining unit, but of course they're state employees, and it was interesting to see that when they had their raise taken away back in February by the civil service, the judge felt it was an unfair labor practice. That particular situation was a little bit different than ours because the UAW Local 6000, we have a contract with the state, and they tried to violate the contract, but we were able to hold them off at the state capitol. But unfortunately for managers, they did have their raise taken away, and so it was an interesting ruling.
But why I found this interesting, where it does not affect UAW 6000, I wondered if that would open the door for perhaps more legal proceedings for your union group.
Well, you know, again, we are going to be getting our raise, and I think what's confusing, though, for your average state worker is we are getting the 3% raise, unlike the managers who had it taken away by civil service back in February. But with this new retirement bill, we've talked about before, Tony, we're going to be forced to contribute 3% towards that. So in essence, you know, it's going to be a wash for us. But the managers will, in fact, see their pay decreased because they did not get the raise, and they're going to be forced to contribute to the retirement bill. So there's a little bit of sorting out to do, and it gets a little confusing. But essentially, I think the overall message is, hey, public employees have stepped up to the plate, and maybe it's time to look at some other ways to address this structural budget deficit that we encounter year after year. You know, we have been given and given, as I've said numerous times on your program.
Is UAW 6000 using the law? Are you seeking to get that 3% raise back without having to give it up?
Right. Well, we are getting the raise.
But it's being taken away from you, right?
I'm sorry?
You're getting the 3% raise, but in essence, you're getting other monies taken away, so it ends up kind of a wash, as you just mentioned.
Correct, yeah, because of the retirement bill, it becomes a wash. And yes, we are exploring legal options. We are definitely exploring legal options because we believe that, you know, that was actually a violation of our collective bargaining contract, because in order, you know, to essentially cut a person's pay, if you have a contract with them, you know, that needs to be handled at the bargaining table, and that was not done. So to answer your question, yes, we are. And, of course, you know, this ruling, again, this is for the non-exclusive representative employees. You know, we are, you know, watching that, too, and following, and it's all part of the big picture here.
State Representative Rick Jones was on the program earlier this morning, and I had mentioned to him that several times you had said on this radio show that you believe the state workers were kind of a scapegoat. Whenever monies were needed for budget issues, the people you represent saw the loss in benefits or wages or raises or whatnot, and that you felt that enough was enough. And he disagreed with that, and I wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, we definitely do feel that we're the low-hanging fruit, I guess, or the easy target, too, because, you know, what happens is when they're in a squeeze, instead of cutting popular programs or asking taxpayers to raise revenues, you know, you just come and look at the public employee and whack away at their pay and their benefits. And, you know, I think it's important to realize that we've been doing this long before things got real severe in 2008 when we had the banking crisis. Back in 2002, 2003, that's when we first started giving concessions, and when we saw our positions being taken away or not being filled when people retired. And I mentioned before that our workforce has shrunk. I mean, between 2001 and 2008, we lost 11,000 workers. And so I think when you add that all in, you know, we have given, and we have, and the state does need to look at doing some other things. You know, Representative Jones needs to maybe realize the state employees are the people that run the prisons, keep the roads safe, investigate child abuse, etc. And you need to have qualified, competent people that are going to be in it for the long term to have quality service. And you know, just this month or a few days ago, state employees coughed up another $80 million. You know, and this is on top of the $750 million that I've been talking about on your show that we've given since 2003. So, I mean, at what point is it going to be enough? Is it going to come to the point where we're going in working for a minimum wage and have no benefits? I mean, what kind of workforce are you going to be able to maintain with those standards?
All right, Ray, before I let you go, what are you going to be working on over the course of the next couple weeks?
Well, you know, right now we're in election year, and we're looking at the candidates that are running, and we're wondering who's going to step up to the plate and fix the structural budget. The retirement bill passed, and we're seeing how that's going to affect our members and trying to figure out just how many people are actually going to retire and what that's going to do to the frontline staff, you know, for example, at the Department of Human Service and all the other departments. So I'll be following all those things.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray. Appreciate the knowledge, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot.